This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
It's the Chicks from Taylor and Soaps.
In the past, you had to travel to St. Louis or Springfield to get nice things. Not anymore. Taylor and Soaps offers Pandora jewelry, Brighton accessories, and Royal Norman cosmetics in a beautiful setting. What sets Taylor and Soaps apart from the city? Park right outside our door, enjoy a small town welcome, and since our sales taxes are much less, you always get a discount. What more could you ask for? Did you say dessert? We have that too.
Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gifts, located in Mount Olive, the place to shop for the women in your life.
10 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning from FM 106 and electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. May wheat now trading at 6.78 and 3/4, down 9. July wheat trading at 6.83 and 1/4, down 7 and 3/4. May corn now trading at 6.58, down 37 and 1/4. July corn trading at 6.39 and 1/4, down 36 and 3/4. May soybeans now trading at 13.87, down 17 and 3/4. July beans trading at 13.67, down 18 and a half. On the Chicago Board of Trade from last Thursday, the last day of trading of the week, May wheat ended the week at 6.87 and 3/4, down 49. July wheat ended at 6.91, down 45. September wheat ended the week at 6.99 and a quarter, down 43 and a quarter. May corn on Thursday ended the week at 6.95 and a quarter, limit down 40. July corn ended at 6.76, limit down 40. September corn ended at 5.63, limit down 40. May soybeans on Thursday ended the week at 14.04 and 3/4, down 49. July beans ended at 13.85 and a half, down 45 and a half. August beans ended at 13.46 and 3/4, down 38 and 3/4. May soybean meal on Thursday ended the week at 404.60, down 185. July wheat ended at 450, down 178. August meal 385.50, down 148. May soybean oil on Thursday ended the week at 50.11, down 71. July oil 50.35, down 68. August oil 50.34, down 60. May oats on Thursday ended the week at 3.96 and a quarter, down 16 and a quarter. July oats 3.91 and a quarter, down 15 and 3/4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Thursday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were sharply lower on Thursday afternoon. With the quarterly grain stock inventory report, came in higher than expected inventories and sparked a sharp sell-off of the Board of Trade. In the northern and western part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids at 41 to 45 cents lower, $6.93 to $7. Shell corn bids, soybean bids were 45 to 48 cents lower at $13.92 to $14.19. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids of 40 cents lower at $7.03 to $7.15. Soybean bids were 49 cents lower at $14.12 to $14.28. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 40 to 59 cents lower at $6.60 to $7.28. And soybean bids were 35 to 49 cents lower at $14.25 to $14.40. Wheat bids were 44 to 48 cents lower at $6.80 to $7.04. Now, the Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 49 cents lower at $14.29 to $14.54. The basis unchanged at 25 to 50 over the May. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $18.50 a ton lower, and prices range from $4.11.60 to $4.18.60. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 35 to 40 cents lower at $7.20 to $7.35, with the basis 5 cents higher at 25 to 40 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 40 cents lower at $7.10 to $7.11, with the basis unchanged at 15 to 16 over the May. Soybeans ended 49 cents down at $14.23 to $14.29, with the basis down 1 at 19 to 25 over the May. Wheat prices were 45 cents lower at $6.71 to $6.81, with the basis unchanged at minus 20 to minus 10 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids at 59 to 68 cents lower at $6.85 to $6.93. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 48 to 53 cents with quotations of $14.34 to $14.38. Soft wheat closed at 59 to 60 cents lower at $6.97, and Milo ended the day 39 to 40 cents lower at $6.97. Now, contract bids for producers for new crop delivery. Starting in the northern and western part of the state, corn was ranging between $5.01 and $5.18. Soybeans were $12.12 to $12.22. In the central part of the state, corn was $5.03 to $5.20. And soybeans were $12.16 to $12.32. In the southern part of the state, corn was $5.09 to $5.46. And soybeans were $12.18 to $12.44, and soft wheat ended at $6.62 to $6.85. That concludes our broadcast this afternoon. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Thursday, April hogs ended the week at 80.60 up 52. May hogs ended at 89.55 up 30. June hogs 91.07 up 40. April cattle on Thursday ended the week at 128.90 up $1.55. June cattle 124.37 up 140. August cattle 125.20 up 117. April feeder cattle on Thursday ended the week at 143.40 limit up $3. May feeders 145.07 limit up $3. April feeders 152.25 limit up $3. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 27 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in a range of $70.50 to $72, with a weighted average carcass price of $71.82. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded weaker by $3 to $4 with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings, especially for the lighter sows. U.S. number 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 48 to 52, 4 to 500 pound sows at 51 to 60, 500 to 550 pound sows 59 to 63, and over 550 pound sows at 60 to 65. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded mostly steady with moderate demand for good offerings ranging from 50 to 55. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 17,395 head. Greenville Livestock Auction Report for March 27th had receipts of 495 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1.50 to $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $1 higher. Slaughter cows traded steady, and slaughter bulls traded $1 to $2 higher. Feeder cattle were lightly tested. Choice slaughter steers sold from $121 to $126. Choice slaughter Holstein steers from $110.50 to $116.50. And choice slaughter heifers from $121 to $126.50. Slaughter cows, premiums brought $90.50. Boners sold from $80 to $85. Leans from $69 to $76. Feeder steers, medium large number ones, 5 to 550 pounders, brought from $148.50, sold at $148.50. 6 to 700 pound steers at $129.50 to $137. Feeder Holstein steers, large number threes, 4 to 450 pound steers, sold at $115. 5 to 550 pounders at $103 to $107. Feeder heifers, medium and large twos, 350 to 500 pounds, sold from $127 to $134. 5 to 500 to 550 pounders at $109 to $120. Walnut Livestock Sales Opening Report for March 28th had receipts of 355 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers and Holstein steers sold steady to $2 higher. Choice slaughter steers brought from $124.75 to $128.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers sold from $109.50 to $115.50. And choice slaughter heifers from $123.50 to $127. From the National Car Lot Pork Report, trading was moderate with light to moderate demand and offerings with 64 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $77.21, which was 32 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses was trading mixed. Choice carcasses was $189.07, which was 89 cents lower, with select carcasses at $188.84, which was 33 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 120,000 compared to 120,000 for last week and 118,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 426,000 compared to 425,000 last week and 416,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This has been Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Thursday: for butter, 163 down 1, for block cheese, 169 and a quarter unchanged, for barrel cheese, 159 and 3 quarter unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending the week on Thursday, 1697. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. It's coming up on 622. At this time, Color Radar and the Weather Center show scattered light snow north of I-72 at this point, slowly dissipating and moving to the east. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years, so no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for your Monday, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of rain or snow. High temperatures in the low 40s. Tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-40s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, clear to partly cloudy skies and warmer. Low temperatures by Saturday in the upper 30s. High temperatures by Saturday in the mid-60s. Right now at the Weather Center, north winds at 7 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising. Cloudy skies at the Weather Center, 35 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Listen for high school baseball and softball action on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Brought to you by FS Fast Stop and M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. Quality flooring 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. Quality you can stand on. And by Fleming Tall Falling Company in Litchfield and Carlinville. And for the broadcast and online broadcast schedules and podcast of all of our games, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. On Thursday, the quarterly hogs and pigs report was released by the Department of Agriculture. It showed slight increases in the number of all hogs and pigs, breeding stock, and market hogs. On Friday, we talked to Derek Dunkirk of Morrisonville, the president of the Illinois Pork Producers Association, and we asked him if those numbers reflected the confidence producers have in their industry.
I agree with you, Randy. I think so. I think that there's still strong demand out there for pork as a protein source, and the producers are responding to the call. That's why we see the numbers slightly up.
Another thing I think that might cause for optimism in the industry is pretty soon we'll be starting the summer grilling season, and pork's always good for that.
That's true. Yep, summer's a big season for meats, of course, when you get into the grilling season and guys are outside doing pork burgers, pork patties, bratwurst. All that helps add to demand, both domestic and foreign. So that's also encouraging. And I think another thing that makes producers optimistic this time of the year is we're just on the brink of starting to plant a new crop. So that makes guys optimistic that maybe we'll get a crop in and have a good growing season and can finish with a big crop.
And also Easter, everybody has ham for Easter too.
Sure. Yep, Easter hams is a big seasonal drive. There's no doubt about that. The numbers we'll show that if you check domestic demand at Easter time. Ham sales, of course, go up, and that's a driver kind of going into the summer season.
You know, also your checkoff program has been a tremendous boost to the industry, hasn't it, over the years?
It has. We've done a tremendous amount of consumer promotion, getting the word out there of what products we have available and how best for consumers to utilize them, not only cook them, but recipes they can also make with different pork dishes.
And all you have to do to learn more about that is go to www.pork.org, right?
That's true. And I think another thing, Randy, with production and producers right now is I think a lot of guys have really dialed in on their efficiencies, and that also could be contributing to some slightly bigger numbers.
You know, that's true, too. I mean, it's amazing how efficient the pork industry has become over the years, too.
That's true. I mean, we've had our ups and downs and struggles with input costs, and those make you become a better manager, and guys really have to focus in on their efficiencies. And as you become more efficient, your herd becomes more productive.
That was Derek Dunkirk, president of the Illinois Pork Producers Association. Right now, we'll update the regional hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
It turned out to be a fairly good week for the hog market. Hog prices are basically $2, instances $3 higher than the week before. For hogs delivered to the plants on a carcass weight basis, basically $71 to $72 per hundredweight. Terminal market prices on a live weight basis in the low 50s. Pork cutout value, however, down a dollar this week at close to $77 late in the week. Packer margins tightened up from a rather wide level the week before. Hog futures up $1 to $2 on the nearby contracts. That's encouraging also. Iowa State University released their profit calculations for the month of February, saying the average hog was sold at a loss of $31.19. That was the seventh consecutive monthly loss, and March will be the eighth. Hog prices are probably going to add close to $10 onto that per-head loss due to lower prices this month. And average weights, bears and gilts in Iowa and Minnesota plants last week, 275.7 pounds. That's down 9/10 of a pound from a year ago, and not surprising to be down given the losses that hog producers are facing.
And that was University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain. The Associated Milk Producers Incorporated held their annual meeting in Minnesota last week. President and CEO Ed Welsh says it's been a strong year for sales at $1.7 billion, and the cooperative up $7 million from last year. Even though milk prices were lower than the past couple of years, Mr. Welch says it has still been a fairly good year for milk producers. However, there are still many challenges for co-op members, Mr. Welch says, including the lack of a farm bill.
A lot of effort went into the Dairy Security Act. National Milk and the Midwest Dairy Coalition and AMPI worked hard on the dairy side of the farm bill. We had our work done. We were ready. The farm bill really didn't get passed because of all the other politics. Dairy was done with their part. The proposal was a margin insurance program, which actually had a safety net that would work, unlike the support program. And the rest of the farm bill was ready to go, but it got caught up in politics. As late as New Year's Eve, we thought we had a chance, and of course, what they did is they just passed a one-year extension, and we'll be back at the 2013 Farm Bill, we'll call it now, probably not until this summer.
Along with the Farm Bill getting passed, Mr. Welch says the Associated Milk Producers Incorporated has some other things to look forward to.
AMPI is going to concentrate on its core products, cheese and butter. Our consumer packaged cheese sales are up 19% in the last 5 years through our Portage plant. Sysco and McDonald's, a couple of our biggest customers. We are a food service supplier, and our butter sales are up 19% over that same time period. So we're going to keep doing what we do best. That's consumer packaged cheese and butter.
That's President and CEO of the Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, Ed Welch. What a difference a year makes. Last year at this time, farmers were in the field, and by the end of the month, some had planted corn in the upper half of the Midwest. Todd Gleason has more on how Illinois farmers will find field conditions this season.
The drought, at least in Illinois at this time, has been washed away, says University of Illinois Extension agronomist Emerson Nafsicker.
We've had enough rain to recharge the soil moisture in virtually all of Illinois. If you look at the national drought map today, Illinois is mostly white, meaning there isn't much of a problem. And we've certainly had the rainfall in most areas. I still talk to people in western Illinois that say, well, when you dig down a ways, it's still really dry there and so on. That may be true, but most tile lines are running, which means that, you know, our soils have been wetted in the top several feet. And we're going into 2013 without a lot of lingering concern. Is there enough soil water there? Is it fully recharged?
Given that, Nafsicker says Illinois soils were fully recharged a year ago, even if the month of March was dry and warm. The fact is, he wouldn't mind having the beginning of the 2012 growing season back for 2013.
We would like a planting season like last spring where it dries out enough so we can get the crop in good shape, but we'd really like it to remember how to rain after that. And if that does happen and we get reasonable rainfall, normal or even a little below normal for May and June, and then normal or above in July and August, we're going to look at some very good crop prospects again.
Nafsicker concedes there is little to be learned from last year and the drought that informs how farmers should proceed this year. This includes the population or seeding rate decisions farmers will adjust on the planter. His advice, do not turn it down.
Because corn population responses, for example, were fairly flat last year, or we often maxed our yields in the low 30s or even the upper 20s in some of our trials, that doesn't mean we should drop populations. I recently asked a group of producers what they'd do differently, and most of them said if they knew what last year was going to be like, and many said they would drop their populations. I think that's probably a mistake.
Today's hybrids can take higher populations, says Nafsicker, something on the order of dropping 36,000 to 37,000 seeds per acre. He sees no reason to drop that back, nor, for that matter, to increase it. Population is not the limiting factor in most Illinois cornfields in good or poor years. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
6:32 on this Monday morning. From WSMI FM 106. In other farm news, Oklahoma's governor is expected to sign a new bill permitting horses to be slaughtered in that state to produce meat for human consumption. The latest salvo in a national debate over how to deal with wild and abandoned horses. Later today, we'll be giving away $10 worth of pork certificates to win. Just email your name and mailing address to Randy at WSMIRadio.com. We'll draw the winners late this morning and announce them today on the Afternoon Farm Show. Once again, just email your name and mailing address to Randy at WSMIRadio.com. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, May wheat is trading at 679, down 8 3/4. July wheat trading at 683 3/4, down 7 1/4. May corn now trading at 658 1/2, down 36 3/4. July corn trading at 639, down 37. May soybeans trading at 1387 3/4, down 17. July beans trading at 1367 3/4. Excuse me, now 1367 1/4, down 18 1/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.